Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on gas. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 Listening to advice from a fuckboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. It's your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley. I'm here. I'm talking. I'm in a good space. I'm happy to be here. Beautiful view again. I'm going to introduce my guests in a second. Before I do, real quick, man, understand this. Couple things. Got to know. Live podcast dates, all right? July 23rd, Oakland. July 24th, Charlotte. July 25th, Raleigh, August 7th, Baltimore, August 8th, Philly, August 15th, Houston, and then the last show is going to be in St. Louis in October. After that, podcast tour is done for the year. Y'all done missed y'all chance, and then guess what? But I'm coming back next year, all right? Now, don't act like you don't fucking see me. Get your tickets, make it happen, do that shit, do what you got to do. All right. What else do I want to talk about too that I wanted to plug before the show? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Okay. Here we go. So, anybody ever tell you you look like Ronnie DeVoe from the-
Yo, wait. Yes, yo, hold up.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Let me introduce my guest. His name is Terrence Green, a.k.a. Raw Swagger, dance enthusiast, actor, comedian, whatever you want to call it. Tell me he don't look like Ronnie DeVoe.
Yo, listen, they submitted me for it.
For real?
I got a phone call for it.
You got a phone call to be Ronnie? I got a phone call to be Johnny Gill. I'm not joking.
I was happy. I got excited. I was like, I can see it. I threw it. I was like, I got the hat on.
Yeah.
I got the dancing. I sent the video. Yeah. I killed it. But
tell
you know
me
you
don't look like Ronnie DeVoe. It was an N.E. heartbreak. Anyway.
But then I was like.
Bell Biv DeVoe. Now you know. Yo, slick.
He really blow. Wanted the role. He really wanted the role.
Yeah, nigga, let me tell you, right? So this is a true story before I get to the first topic. Nigga, I got the call. I had to audition to be Johnny Gill. And, you know, here's the thing. I'm not going to out. So they got Luke James. You know, Luke James can sing. I'm not going to out sing Luke James.
No.
But I could definitely out. So in my, no joke, in my audition, man, they had me read the lines. And it's like, is there anything else that you know about Johnny Gill? Swear to God, I broke out. You sure look good tonight. And you're so damn fun. I want to say my. And put your nightgown on. Let your hair hang low. And I try to sound like a stepping on a rim.
Yeah, they got that on tape.
I'm in the mood to love you all night long. You got me saying my.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, fuck you, BT, man, for not letting me be Johnny Gill, man.
I was tight. No, I was tight until I saw it was Keith Powers. I was like, fuck, all right, that's it. That's that.
Legit.
I'll take that L.
That's
like,
legit.
I can't wear my shirts like that.
And then who, somebody I know got a crush on Keith. Oh.
Everybody got crushes on Keith Fires, man.
No. My homegirl, Melanie Mitchell. She's a comedian down in Atlanta. She's in New York right now, but she's from Atlanta. Or she's from Florida. Mm-hmm. She lives in Atlanta. She's a like the biggest Keith Powers, like, oh, oh Keith, oh, Keith, I want to fuck Keith. And I'm like, man, fuck Keith. Fuck Keith. You know what I mean?
I was the whole time, I was like, bro, I know I killed it. Yeah. People been calling me this since I was a kid, and I don't know why. Like, I always thought that shit was corny until they gave me an opportunity to get a check. Then I was like, yeah, I look like him. And I could dance. I showed him the video of me doing the mic stand and all that. I did the whole choreo. Like, I learned the whole choreo. Okay. Sent it there. I was like, cool. And then I ain't hear nothing back after. I was like, what's good? Then when they came out, you know, I was like, okay, Keith, you got that one. I was like, oh, that's a man. Good. I'll take an L to Keith. I'll take
Ronnie
an L to Keith.
Ronnie DeVoe, bro. Anyway. All right. I'm sorry. That was funny. Anyway. Yeah,
we didn't plan that one.
So let's talk.
Here we go.
Ladies and men. We got to stop this we need to talk shit.
Yo, please. Please.
We got to stop with I need to talk. Oh, I can hear my echo. Okay. We got to stop with we need to talk. That shit is annoying. I don't want to be in a situation where you say, yo, we need to talk. And then we don't talk. Or you say we need to talk and then it's nothing really important. Like that, do you know how much anxiety comes from we need to talk, yo?
The first breath.
Yo, because the thing is, you don't know what your, like, and it could be from your girl, whoever. You don't know what they about to tell you, yo. I had it on two situations that I can remember vividly. The first one was last year. One of my best friends at the time. We ain't cool no more. My man, John. This motherfucker calls me up. Says, yo, Clint. I mean, he texts me and my other best friend, Dom. He says, yo, can we all get together? We need to talk. So I'm thinking like, all right, man, what the fuck do we need to talk about? You know what I'm saying? So I'm not making it no more because he's a man. He's a man. So I'm thinking he's upset. Or no, I'm thinking that maybe he got a terminal illness. Or he about to lay some heavy shit on
you
me.
You on it down this, the dark road.
This nigga said, I want to meet up at Penn Treaty Park in Philly at 8 o'clock at night. So we meeting up in the park at night. About to talk. This is some real shit. I'm not making this shit up. Ask my boy Dom. So we in there. So I get there. And he says, yeah, Clint, I got a problem with you. And I'm like, what? He was like, yeah, man, you unfollowed me on Instagram. And I said, yo, I don't think you understand how tight I was at this nigga for just making a whole, he made a whole, like, situation for no apparent reason.
And this world, that's breaking up.
That's
breaking up.
But my thing is, he didn't have to go through all that, bro. You didn't have to say, we could have just said, Clint, why? Like, so what happened was, he got on my nerves like years ago. And I followed him. And I'm just like, I don't want to follow your post. I don't, there's nothing. And there's the thing, too, about unfollowing somebody on Instagram. That don't mean I don't like you. Just means I don't like what you post.
That's it.
Hey, Terrence, we could be friends, bro. But if you post like, here's what I don't like. When you if niggas post fight videos, so when you post, if you post black people fighting on Instagram, I'm unfollowing that.
No.
You post anything relating to Derrick Jackson, I'm unfollowing you. And if you post anything. Like,
you just have what you don't like. You control your time.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm lying.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, I don't mute people. I think that's a corny way of, like, still showing love.
like muting people. It's like, nah, I still follow them, but I mute them. I don't see their
posts. I
don't follow all the time.
There was that, and then it was a chick I was dealing with. She hit me with the "we need to talk" shit. And I'm like, yo, just call me right now. She's like, I can't call you right now.
That's the worst. Then don't send me the text. But she had enough time to send a text.
Yeah, man.
Yo, if you don't, if you can't talk to me as soon as you send the "we need to talk" text, don't call me. Don't hit me. Don't give me that 5 hour to 3 day gap to think about everything that could go wrong.
I had a whole attitude. So she tells me we need to talk at 7:30 in the morning. We don't talk until 9:30 at night. So, and my, this is a chick I'm fucking. So she might, I'm thinking she about to tell me like, oh, yo, you gave me chlamydia. I don't know what's going on. And then you got, because you can't confess. You can't confess. You need to wait to see what she know. You got to see.
That's it. You don't say nothing.
You don't say nothing.
It could be anything. You think about every single thing you did it's wrong, could have did wrong.
Thousands of scenarios in your mind and you're like, yo. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo. So later on that night, she just says, yo, what are you doing on August such and such? Yo, I think we should make, I want to make plans for us to do this. I'm like, you.
That was the "we need to talk"? She ain't your type.
Anytime, listen, bro, anytime it's been "we need to talk," it's never been bad news.
What?
I've never had "we need to talk" and it's been bad news. It's always been "we need to talk," "we don't talk," and then it's some shit you could have told me months ago. If I tell you we need to talk, I'll be like, yo, we need to talk. Can you talk right now?
Yeah,
Let's get it going.
About this. None of that. That's worse. That's too much anxiety. It ruins my day and it makes me think about shit I don't want to think about.
Yo, have you ever had a "we need to talk" situation? What happened with that? He said it was bad. What news did you get? He can't hear you, my man. I mean, he coming in here. My producer's coming in here.
First off, it was like a 3 day wait.
It was a 3 day wait. I would have just told him I don't want to fucking. It's nothing to talk about.
Nothing to talk about.
It's nothing to talk about at this point.
No, the worst thing is it actually was bad, but so that made the anxiety worse because it was actually
bad. Anxiety. Yeah.
I was getting cheated on.
You was getting cheated on.
She took 3 days to admit it.
No. He took 3 days to admit it. He's gay. Yeah. Wait. You've been getting cheated on since day one of your relationship?
Almost day one.
Is this the relationship you in now? Oh, I'm about to say, let's beat that nigga up. Let's beat that nigga up. As a matter of fact, yo, hey, man, yo, listen, I fuck my producer that heavy. Yo, if you tell me your boyfriend cheating on you, dog, we gonna whoop that nigga ass.
Faze the cart.
We gonna whoop that ass. Hey, Terrence, you down?
Faze, I'm with it now.
We with nice the shits, man. We don't play that. You ain't gonna cheat on my homeboy, man. Hey, bro, whoever you are out there, I'm gonna look at the camera and say, you ain't gonna cheat on my guy, man.
Either camera.
Yeah, no, that's my camera. That's your camera. And then that's our camera.
Okay.
Yeah. Yo, don't cheat on my homeboy. I'll whoop your ass.
Yo ass.
You know, anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, I don't understand the "we need to talk," man. Give me a situation, man. What happened to you?
We need to talk. I got a "we need to talk." I was in the wrong. I was in the wrong.
Yeah, you probably was. That's okay.
I was in the wrong.
Did you say "we need to talk"?
No, she said "we need to talk." Okay. And I kind of knew what she wanted to talk about.
What was that?
But I had a girlfriend.
He's like, yeah, man. Yeah, I was in a "we need to talk" situation. I was wrong. Okay. Yeah. Why? Yeah, I had a girlfriend, man. Yeah,
so it was just like, yo, you got a girlfriend? And
honestly, what she asked you?
Yeah, like, and I was like, I was like, look, the game on right now with my boys. I don't want to have this talk right now. You know, give me some time so I can kind of, you know, she don't
worst part about it is, was you with your boys?
Huh? Yeah, I was. That was my way out of it. You know what I mean? For the moment, to stall for a second.
Okay.
But then she hit me with, because she already knew.
Yeah.
So she hit me with the, okay, I'll hit you when the game's over. Right. I'm like, damn, she already.
She's watching the game with you.
Yeah, she's already knowing. So now I'm like, all right, I got an hour after the game is over to call. So, you know, I had to come to
how did the conversation
go? That was the longest hour of my life. I think I admitted it in my head like 78 times to try to figure out the easiest way to say it.
I got a girlfriend.
But, you know, we kind of like.
That's my girl.
We working on it.
I'm working on it.
Well, you know, things just happen. You know,
and like, then, so what happened after that?
I just admitted it.
She stopped fucking with you?
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Mm-hmm. It just ended sour. Because I wanted to lie. I just knew I couldn't. That was the worst part.
How old were you?
It was a few years ago. That wasn't that long
Cause,
ago?
Cause the thing 2 years ago. The thing is that we, you know, and this is the whole point of the podcast. We don't got to lie anymore, man.
Yeah,
like,
nah.
We keeping it a beam with you women, dog. You
gotta, I wanted to. That, and, but if they,
you wanted to. But sometimes it's hard, man.
I wanted to lie and see if I could finagle. And then I was just like, nah, bro. I'm caught up. Let me just be real. And
how did she find out you had a girlfriend?
I don't know.
You know what I realized about women?
She did say this, though. She waited. She did, like, research for a while.
She did research for a while.
Yeah, she's patient.
That's what women do, bro.
She's smart.
Women, let me tell you something, bro. Women, like, I don't understand why the Federal Bureau of Investigation does not hire more black women. I'm going to look in the camera and say this. The FBI, you need to hire more black women.
They're amazing.
Because black women are the greatest detectives of all time, dog. A black woman, not only would she didn't even find out you had a girlfriend. She probably know the girl's name. She probably know where the girl live. She probably got the girl phone number. She probably, like, there's so many, like, women find out crazy shit.
She has screenshots and everything.
They know, bro. Like, you don't, like, that's why you can lie for a second, but a woman will find out, especially in two. See, women didn't know shit back in 1947. You know why? Because there was no phone. And as a matter of fact, women probably knew then. She knew about the other bitch on the other side of town. She knew about your other baby. She just didn't say nothing. She just ain't care. You know why, Willie Earl? She didn't get it because Willie Earl was paying all the bills. But now niggas ain't paying the bills. Niggas ain't paying all the rent. Niggas, and now they gonna tell you, listen, I know about Ashley. I know about her. All right, I know her name, I know her Instagram, I know her friends, I know where she hang with, I know who she hang with, where she hang out at. I know what the bitch perfume smell like. See, man, fellas, here's the thing, man. I realize this. Women already know the answer to the question they're going to ask you about another woman.
Facts.
They just want to see if you're going to lie about it. They already know.
Facts.
When a girl asks you, who is Stacy? You better tell her who the fuck Stacy really is. Because what's worse is, what's going to happen is, like, they're going to, again, black women are patient. So they're going to be on some shit like, okay, okay, Stacy, okay, all right, okay. And then 5 months later, right, you know what she going to say? This is how cool black women are. 5 months later, right? You gonna forget about Stacey.
Yep.
Don't even matter.
Forgot the blah, lie.
Like, oh.
Forgot the lie.
Listen, you forget the lie. Like, look, I'll give you the biggest example that happened in. The biggest example. It was in Aladdin. This was.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Princess Jasmine was black. She ain't Indian. Here's how I know this. You know the scene I'm talking about. This nigga Aladdin showed Princess Jasmine the world. Showed her the world. Did you remember? Y'all seen the movie? I can show you the world. Shining. You know what I mean? He showed. What? Why do you need to ask me questions after I show you the world? He showed her. They went to China. They went to Egypt. They flew all around the world on this dusty ass carpet, right? Then. He gets back, right? They're sitting there at the Great Wall of China watching fireworks. And she's like, oh, this is so great, right? And then she says, it's a shame Abu couldn't make it. And he was like, yeah, I know. Oh, shit. If Aladdin wasn't a Disney movie, he wanted to say, oh, shit. And she's like, I knew it. You were the boy from the marketplace. Why did you lie to me? And he was like, well, you know, but I'm still a prince. Listen, man. And the genie told this nigga, be yourself. She don't want Prince Ali or Babwa. She wants your street rat ass. I'm sorry for breaking this down, but Disney be having messages. Nigga, am I right or wrong? Or she
absolutely right.
She
because,
knew. Yeah.
No, Shorty was like, she was actually mad that I told the truth. She was ready for the lie. She wanted the reaction. She wanted the right to pour all the, like, everything in my face. But I knew I was fucked at that point. Right. I was like, yeah, I got a girl, you know.
And that's okay. That's okay. Like, I tell you this. I'll say this. I personally, you know, I don't think that, because I've been lied to before, you know, also. I've been lied, like, girls told me they didn't have a boyfriend. They really did have a boyfriend, blah, 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 which is great, and I understand that. But I think that the problem is that we believe each other so much. Like, we want to believe the lie. That's the problem. Like, lies don't really be making sense. We want to believe the lie. Like, me, I be wanting to be like, oh man, she's a good girl. I want to believe that shit. Like,
I be convincing myself that shit, dude. I'm like, you know what, man? I see something different in her that don't nobody else see.
Yeah, but you don't see the lie.
That's because we was listening to like a Drake album.
Right, fellas, listen, fellas, man. Women know you lying. The women know, like, literally. And then I'm going to tell you what the face they make, too. Like, they hit you with the... Yeah, they silent. It's very, like, okay. Like I want ladies to tell me a time they knew somebody was lying. When you listen to this podcast, tell me a time you knew this nigga was lying. You know what I mean? Like, you ever caught a girl in a lie?
I you know what my problem is? I jumped the gun too quick.
What do you mean?
I started exposing them, like, off the smallest clue. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as I confront with, like, one small fact. I don't even let it build to where
So me, man, like, I ain't got that patience. Women, when you catch a woman in a lie, bro. Okay. So women know how to catch men in a lie. All right, it's easy. Either A, you either have solid evidence, mm-hmm. or B, see, women don't really sometimes don't like the facts or don't like the evidence. They like the confession. Women will have all the facts in the world. They want the confession. They want the they want that. They want it's vindication. Like, it's like her and her homegirls in a group chat has reached unlocked a level of your petty, of your stupid assness, and then they're like, it's fun for them.
Big facts.
So for me, I think from now on, in my case, I want to tell guys how we know women are lying. When women's lying, number one, first of all, women cover their whole tracks. All right. So you have to find a hole in the track. There's always one stupid ass girlfriend. See, all the girlfriends ain't on the same page. You know what I mean? You gotta find a girlfriend that really don't like your girlfriend.
That weak link.
Yeah, like there's a best friend, there's good friends, and then there's one friend that they've been off and on for years. Things ain't been great. You know what I'm saying? and you call her. And you be like, yeah, man, so the other... Because that's the friend that your girl not telling shit to. Mm. That's the friend... Like, you ever... Like, every woman has a friend like, I'm not telling that bitch shit. That's who you need to call. I'm not telling that bitch shit. That's the one you need to call. Call her. Say, yo, what's up, Alicia? How you doing? Oh, I'm good. How you doing? I'm good. You know, yo, I was just calling, man. Because you know, I'm trying to do something nice for my for Brittany. I don't know, whoever. Yeah, I'm trying to do something nice for my girl, and I want to know, you know, she gonna be home on you know, where she gonna be at on Wednesday? Oh, she told me she was going out of town Wednesday. Oh, really? Thanks. Now, and you know, she's going out of town Wednesday. She told you she was doing something with her family in town. Now you caught her in the lie. All right, now you gotta call her, and now and here's how you know when she's lying. She's gonna be like, "Oh, she gonna." When women lie, they answer your question with a question. Why are you questioning me? Why are you asking me? You know what I mean? Like, why women always answer answer questions. When you're lying, you answer questions with questions. Basically. Like when guys lie, it's like,
I mean. Who said that?
Yeah. Who said that? Who said that?
What you mean?
What you mean?
Who? I don't even. What?
And, like, it, is this, And then oh, you know what the worst thing is? And this is just with people. Let me ask you, you ever been in this situation? You ever had somebody get mad because you mad?
Someone get mad at me because I'm mad.
Yeah, like they did some shit.
That's me. Used to be me when I was with the women, when I would do some dumb shit. I would literally, that was my MO. Like, that's how I used to get out of arguments and getting caught. I just wait for the moment to yell back about something. Like, if you let a woman yell at you long enough, she gonna fuck around and slip up and say something wrong that don't make sense. And I just argue that point the whole time. Like, give me an
example.
You was out all night crazy. You ain't get home till 6 in the morning, blah, 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 over at your boy's house. And I'm like, what, I can't go to my boy's house? Like, that's it. I can't fucking go to my boy's house. But she like, but hold on, I'm talking about the bitch in your story and all that. But you mad I'm at my boy's house the whole time. Like, I can't go to my fucking boy's house. That's crazy. I don't say shit at you when you ladies' night out. None of that shit. You over here doing all this crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? You worried about me and my boy's house. But I'm talking about these bitches. No, you said my boy's house. That's what I'm arguing. My boy's house. Like, that's
so
it.
It's like double dutch.
Yeah,
you
I found the end.
And then you jump in and you stay there.
And if you do it long enough, she forget why she was yelling at you. Then she feel bad for yelling at you. And next thing you know, she's trying to bail out of the argument until she remembers a few hours later. But by then, you know, that's your move to, like, make up with her, you know, get the cheeks, whatever you do to make her forget whatever had happened. That's when I was doing dumb shit. I'm a lot better now.
You don't do that no more?
Nah, I'm a lot better now. I've been so honest, lady, that it's backfiring.
Okay, give me.
Women are mad at me now because I won't do cute shit with them anymore.
What do you mean? What is cute shit? Do you have a girlfriend now?
Dates, nah. What? I don't do it. I'm not seeing nobody. I'm chilling.
All right, here's my question.
I'm chilling.
You chilling?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you got, I mean, yeah. we all here and there,
you know.
But okay. So let me ask you this. You're not dating nobody, right?
Yeah.
Why do you just not want to be? Do you want to get married?
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm in such a work mode right now that, like, I'm not trying to build with anyone. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not trying to. Because I know what it takes to make a girl happy. You know, you got to give time, sacrifice, you know, do all. I'm not trying to do none of that right now. And especially, like, I used to enjoy dates and movies and all that, but now.
You don't even do that.
Just lead them on now. Because
so
after
what do you,
a while,
do you
I kick it here and there, yeah. But I'm dubbing girls right now. Like,
I don't even know what the fuck
like,
dubbing
I'm like pushing them to the side a little bit, like, okay. Chilling. I don't kick it with them as much because it makes them think shit. And then later down the line, when they like, what are we? I'm like, nothing. We was never,
we're
you
buddies.
Know. We buddies. We cool. And like, oh, what was all that time? Well, now ain't no time. This is here and there.
Yeah.
Get it out the way.
Right, right, right.
That's it.
Right. I feel you. That's not, you know, and I mean, you know, I think that there's no, here's my thing. I don't feel like there's a such thing as too much honesty. I do feel like there's a such thing as like, yo, like it's just the way you be honest, you know, and women hate my, I mean, I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm aggressive. That sounds like I'm a woman beater or something like that. But I'm very like bluntly like, yo, like girl got mad at me a couple of days ago. She was like, yo, what happened to us? And I'm just like, yo, you bored the fuck out of me. I said that. She asked me, she's like, yo, what happened to us? I said, you bored the fuck out of me. Like, and when I mean bored, like you literally, our conversation was WID, me, nothing, chilling, her. Oh, okay. Me. What about you? Nothing. Chilling. Okay. And then she would ask me like, yo, when can I come over? Shit like that. And then I'd be like, you come over whenever. She'd come over and then she would sit there. Like, she was the chick to sit on the edge of the bed first and all this other shit. Like, yo, like, get in here and take your fucking clothes off.
You know what it is.
I'm like, why are you, you just boring. You weren't fun. Like, you weren't good. You weren't a good fuck. You just, it was, and she, you know, she was like, you don't have to be so mean and blah, 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 blah. And it's not like, yo, it's like, it's not that I'm trying to be mean. It's not that I'm trying to be an asshole. It's not that I'm trying to be that guy. But it's like, yo, you want to know? Here it is. Here's the God honest truth. You suck.
Being simple and honest is real. It's a dangerous place for a girl. Like, they don't know how to take it. Like, even, like, they look for an excuse for why they can't come over. They always like, I'm trying to see you. I'm trying to come over. And I'm like, not tonight. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Like, and they always think that's somebody else. They think that's...
I mean, for me, it is. It is. No, I'm not, yo, you know what, man? You know what? Like, here's another topic I'm going to get into. Ladies, a lot of the shit you think... I'm going to look at the camera and say this. A lot of the shit you think is true. Women's intuition... It's true, dog. I hate to give away the cheat code.
Okay, yeah, no.
But women's intuition is true, dog.
Big facts.
A lot of times, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, women, what they do is they'll ask, like, so a girl be like, yo, I want to come over. I'm like, yo, tonight's a bad night, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, it's another bitch, ain't it? And, I'm about to start being honest with you. Yes, it is another chick. All right? Yes. My plan A is coming over tonight. So you as being plan B or plan C can't come over tonight. You as being plan B or plan C have to stay your ass at home because this night is for plan A. Because she asked me first. You know what I'm saying? and you're late. But like women's intuition is true. Like if you think a nigga's cheating, most times not, he's cheating.
Oh yeah.
If you think, like anytime you think there's another woman involved, I promise you it's the truth.
Usually.
You're not crazy, ladies. I'm gonna vindicate you. You're not crazy.
Now every time they think it.
You're not crazy. Ladies, I just wanna put you out there. You are not crazy. You are absolutely correct. There is absolutely somebody else waiting at my door. There's absolutely somebody at my house. There's absolutely somebody else busting it wide open. While you and you know what, fellas, fuck that, fellas, same thing. If you think it's another chick, another dude, she's like, no, I just want to hang.
There's always other.
No, there's other dick. There's always other dick. You just they just don't want to tell you.
We believe that. I don't sleep around.
Listen, you know the biggest myth is? You know the biggest myth?
What?
Hey, bro, just stop asking this question. Don't ask somebody the last time they had sex. All right? You know what I mean? Because you want to hear. Here's what you want to hear. You want to hear like 3 months ago. 3 months ago means it was long enough to where the nigga's not in the picture, but it was also short enough to know that she's fucking. That's what you want to hear. We want to hear 3 to 4 months. You know what I'm saying? You don't really want the honest answer.
That's never the case.
The real case is I fucked before you got here. So women's intuition be correct. Would you agree with that?
Most of the time, yeah. The only reason I agree with it most of the time back then. Now it's a different story for me now. Like women, I'm getting a lot more female attention. So I'm dubbing, like I'm really saying like chill.
It's very rare if a woman says Clint, is there another girl? That it's not. It's really just me wanting to be by myself. It's very rare.
See, Clay, you making this shit hard for me. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, I can't chill. Like, I can't go to sleep.
You know how you got to prove it.
Fuck.
Just FaceTime her and leave that shit on the whole night. Leave that shit on the whole night.
I don't. You know what? For the last few days, I've been sitting here saying like, yo. Why are you making a big deal over me wanting to go home by myself? Like, right. We at the club. I'm telling you, I got bad bitch problems, Clint. Listen, I'm at the club with girls. All right. And shit, we turned up drinking and everything. Yeah, yeah, I want to go home alone. I'm on that shit now. I just want to go home.
Yeah,
like,
see,
every night, I don't want to bring something home.
Going home by myself. There is somebody that is there, but there is somebody at home waiting for me to get there. Yeah.
But I'm catching all the hints and everything. They're like, the club lights is on, so we leave. And they're like, so what you about to do? Oh, I'm about to go home. I'm like, oh, word, you don't want to get no food and stuff? I'm like, nah, I'm chilling. I'm not hungry. I'm going home. Oh, well, I've been drinking a little bit. I ain't trying to, you know, go all the way home. I'm like, oh, well, can I come with you? I'm like, no. Why, you got somebody else? I'm like, no, like, I'm just going home. You know why? It's you.
It's me. It's me. Like, I'm sorry.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. This is me.
I'm
I'm sorry. But I'm not, because, okay.
It's June. Okay, you're fucking it up for me, Clint.
Okay, man, listen. We're being honest, right? We're being honest on this podcast.
Yeah.
You can't be all the way 100 sometimes. There's no way you can tell a chick you're not in a relationship with that, yo, there's somebody else at my house.
But absolutely.
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
I don't give a like, bitches like, oh, I love honesty. Women, I'm sounding like food right now. Women say, because I said, bitches say, like, that's how I feel. Bitches say, you know, because Clint, you know what I mean? Because he got that hard, raspy New York.
You don't tell a bitch, did you? You go, no, I don't know.
So you don't tell a bitch that you fucking. You don't tell a bitch that you fucking. Like, I'm like, whoa, fool, relax.
This is aggressive.
This is awful. It's awful. Women's, listen, you can't say that.
Nah.
You can't say that.
Absolutely not.
You can't say that.
You cannot say that.
You can. You have to say, yo, you know, I just want to be alone tonight. You can't say that there's another chick at your, you just can't say that. You can't say that.
You can never say it, but you find ways around, like you find ways around it. The only excuse I'm annoyed at now is because sometimes it's true is I want to be alone. But now when I say it, I realize how many times maybe I have said that in the past and have lied, and how commonly used that line
get it,
is used.
Man, but ladies, we don't. No man wants to be alone. We like to be held too, man. I like to be the little spoon.
Yo, the little spoon is lit.
Niggas
be sleeping on a little spoon, guys.
I talk about this on earlier episodes of
the
podcast.
I flip spoons all the time, cuz. I flip spoons all the time. I start big spoon always, and I...
Yeah.
The whole absolutely. Nine, put the arm around my neck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that being the little spoon is an awesome thing. You know what I'm saying? It's but that's neither here nor there. I say all this to say, like, we don't want to be alone. Nobody, I'm not going home by myself, dog. There's somebody there. It was somebody on the way. It's definitely somebody on the way. But you can't say that.
You can't say that. It's a wrap.
It's over.
It's over.
Women, y'all can sit here and lie to me all day until you blew in the face. Like, oh no, you can tell me no the fuck I can't.
If a woman tell me I can't come over because another dude is coming over, I'm never again.
Never talking to you.
Maya, she just got meat sauce all around over there.
It's a wrap.
She got meat sauce marinator. That's a wrap.
Yeah, man.
I'm cool. That's it. So nah, find a lie.
Yeah, man. I remember, like, I remember I had asked a girl, like, yo, you fucking somebody else? And she was like, yeah. And I was so hurt. And like, I don't want to be her boyfriend. I didn't want to be nothing. We just friends. But I was like, damn, somebody else is hitting this. Like, somebody else is making you yell. It's not just me. Yo, that's a rude awakening.
Yeah. He's still hurt.
That's a rude awakening, man. Like, yo. You know? And then you don't know which one you are to her. You don't know if you the top draft pick. Or you don't know if you just a free agent being signed.
BNC.
You don't know who you are, man.
That's wild.
That's crazy. I want to get into this next topic, man. So I told y'all my mom came out to LA, man. I don't know. She's not here yet. You know, she's on the way here, though. So my mom and Mr. Freddie came out to LA, man. And I realized, man, me and Terrence were talking about this, man. Like, we hate our step-pops. But we don't hate them because they ain't shit. We hate them because they're good men.
Fucking amazing.
I told Clint,
I was like, yo, I'm not going to lie. When I first met my step-pops, you're right, because I'm loyal to my dad. I'm half him. I came out of his nuts.
Yeah, that came out of my is your daddy dad. Your life?
Yeah, and the thing is, my dad cool. That's the thing. Like, my dad ain't like trash. He cool.
Your dad ain't trash.
He got his ways, you know what I'm saying?
But
here's the thing. My stepdad is fucking Superman. Like, listen.
So who's better, your daddy or stepdad?
Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. They different.
They different.
I look like it's like a mom with kids. I love them equally. You know what I mean? But here's the thing.
Okay.
My stepdad is fucking perfect. Like, he treats my mom.
Okay, how did your stepdad and your mom met?
They met. Oh man, this is trash ass story. All right, so listen, every time my mom would leave my dad would always like pop up at a job with, oh, I'm sorry, come back home type shit. You know what I'm saying? And usually it works. Like, baby, please, baby, please, baby, please. Come on, man. You know what I mean? We got two kids. Come on, they in the car. Look at them. You know
what I'm saying?
They used to bring us up to the job. We be in the back looking out the window like this. And we like, mom, come home. We don't know where mom at. You know what I'm saying? She don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So just this one time or whatever, I don't know this nigga. Like I said, she said it was a church dude. I don't know. This motherfucker was 6'8", 280, big motherfucker, security guard. He came in another car. He followed her to work in another car because he knew it was going to happen. And then when my dad came out yelling, he popped out. Big nigga. My dad little. He popped out like, hey, she don't want to talk today.
You know, hey, she don't want to talk today.
Just let her go ahead into work. And I'm like, who the fuck is this big ass security guard?
Hey,
like,
mama, what's your dad going
to
do about that?
Nothing. He big as shit. So, you know, dad had to come up with a new game plan. But the game plan was over. And at that point, that was that. They just kicked it from that point on. And he's perfect. It's been like 15 years, bro. No arguments, nothing, pure greatness. He give her a new wedding ring every year. He take her on trips. She get her hair and nails. He spoiled, bro. It's fuck. I listen, from day one, as loyal, trying to be loyal to my dad, I tried to hate this man. I looked for everything. He was perfect. He was perfect. His kids, it's weird. His kids don't like him. I like this. It's weird because they got ratchet mamas. That's how I knew. You know what I'm saying? He is literally everything, bro. He came to me like a man. He said, this is what he said to me. I'm going to tell you what he said. I was 11, bro. He looked at me in the eye and was like, listen, I'm not your dad. I'm not going to be your dad. All right. He's like, I'm going to treat you like a man as long as you treat me like a man. That's the first time anyone ever looked at me as a man. And yeah, I'm 11 years old. I'm like, yo, what? I love this guy. He's awesome. He's treating me like an adult. You know what I'm saying? My dad over there like, yo, boil water, throw it on his face while he sleep.
That's
like,
how your dad is.
Yeah, my dad was like, get him out of there. Like, I was
get
like,
him out of here.
We can. He's fucking amazing. Like, he's doing everything right. Everything. He's
see,
awesome.
My situation was different. So my dad split up when I was like 15. And so I'm grown at this point. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then I had to move with my dad. So then my mom dated like two other corny ass niggas before she found my new, you know, Mr. Freddy. Mm-hmm. So I met Mr. Freddy when I was like 22. So I'm grown already. Ain't nothing Mr. Freddy could tell me. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? First of all, I told you, I didn't even want to call this motherfucker Mr. Freddy, man. I just was like, yo, this is Freddy. You know, I'm grown. My mom's like, you're not going to call him that. That's how I knew my mom loved this nigga. You're not going to call him. He's going to show this man some respect. I'm like, fuck this nigga, yo. So I'm trying to hate Mr. Freddy, man. So next thing you know, man, I'm gonna keep it all the way at being, man. So how I even met Mr. Freddy, man, he was the, speaking of Ronnie DeVoe.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Mr. Freddy worked for Verizon. This nigga's the telephone man.
What?
Mr. Freddy's Mr. Telephone Man.
Wait, what
Mr. Freddy's the telephone man, dog. So this dude used to come by my mom. He was installing internet and phone in my mom's office, right? And next thing I know, you know, yeah, you know, he's installing internet and phone in my mom's office. And I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Like, you installing internet and phone. But then I go by my mom office like four or five times, and this motherfucker's sitting there. So I'm just like, why is he always hanging out here? So apparently how they met was, man, they read at this bar in Philly uptown called Relish. You know, my mom liked Relish. That's like her spot. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Freddie was like, you know, he told my mom's girlfriend, like, yo, man, I like the way she walked. So what he really was saying was my mom had a fat ass. That's really what he was saying. But next thing you know, but he just was always around. You know what I'm saying? He's always around. Mm-hmm. He's always here. He's always every, you know, and so I'm like, man, all right, I gotta like this nigga now. And Mr. Freddy's actually a good dude, man. Like, he means well. like he does, man, like he fix shit. Like my mom's like, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, change the bathroom. Mom come back home, bathroom is brand new remodeled. Mr. Freddie, my mom's like, yeah, man, I need new walls in the house. Mr. Freddie, do that.
You know what it is?
Mr. Freddie's.
You know what it is?
What is it?
They know that there's a dude that they like kind of love more, like the old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think
that's what it is with my step pops. He know my dad got 17 years in,
yeah.
And there's still a little love thing. So he just got to be amazing.
You got to. You time. Can't. Yeah,
he's bro. Been nothing, bro. When he asked me if he could propose to my mom.
See, Mr. Freddie asked that. I ain't like that.
I was 12.
I ain't gonna lie. See, he asked you. Yeah. So Mr. Freddie proposed to my mom in like Costa Rica like 2 years ago. Now, mind you, now me and my mom wasn't talking at the time, but I'm like, nigga, you should have called me. You should have called me, dog. Why ain't you call me? Hey, man, you know, I was thinking, you know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. Because I'm like, my thing is, I'm my mom only son, bro.
Yeah.
You got to run that by me. And that's another thing for you niggas out there, you know, asking women to marry them without asking niggas permission. What the fuck wrong with you, dog? What's wrong with you, B? Like, you need to start asking the man in their life permission, yo.
Yeah, but it get worse.
Like, my sister, any man that want to marry Kiara, you got to ask me. Bro, you got to ask me. And if I say no, it ain't happening.
My step-pop asked me to be the best man. I'm 12.
This nigga's amazing.
He's amazing.
This nigga's amazing.
I'm 12 years old. He's like, be the best man in the wedding. You know, you your mother's everything. I'm like, man, you my everything. At that point. I'm like, yo, it's pissed off, bro. It was bad. It was all bad. I was like, yo, Pops, you really losing your shorty. Your baby mom is out of here because this nigga's great.
This nigga's great.
At the wedding, my dad pulled up yelling out front. There was security.
Wait, whoa. Yeah. Your dad pulled a Dwayne Wayne?
Yeah, bro. Listen.
He pulled a Dwayne Wayne?
Nah, but he didn't get inside.
Because remember, in a different world?
Yeah.
Hey, Whitney, will you have me to hold me forever worse? Baby, please. That shit don't work in real life, though.
He pulled up yelling. And my mom's like, and my mom's Spanish, or English is like, she's
your
like,
mom is Spanish.
Puerto Rican, right? She said, mira, I knew he was gonna come
mira.
Out and try the yelling, and I know, pero that's why the people out front right now, and they had him out there, hey, Tay, stay back, let her go. Really? Really? Really?
mira, you know.
That was a scene. And then, to make it worse, I feel like I jumped gangs and shit because he didn't know I was the
best man.
I jumped out that bitch suited and booted. Like, like that. Like, yo, my bad. You know what I'm saying? It was all bad. It was all bad.
That's funny as shit,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, he's fucking great. I ain't gonna lie. My stepdad's awesome, bro. He's awesome. I try to knock
Shout
him
out to the stepdads.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Shout out to the stepdad.
You awesome, man. You cool too, man.
Okay, now cool. You know it's crazy that we talk about stepdads, but like women are girls like this with stepmoms? Like I don't like that bitch.
Bro. I don't like that bitch. I can't stand that bitch. Like,
your dad got a new chick? I'm sure he did.
Now my dad wildin'. Ever since moms, he's just been smacking and ducking. Like he ain't been the same.
He ain't been the same since.
Like, I ain't knocking him.
I ain't mad at him, man.
You know, he doing his thing. He still look good. I think that's what it is. He still look good.
How old is your dad?
He jiggy, like about 60.
Yeah, so my dad's 65. But see, my dad don't look great. He looks like my dad.
Now, my dad still, he says 35. Still works.
Wow.
Still works. Matter of fact, I told on him by mistake one time, and she raised hell in the bar.
Right.
And I didn't even know. We was out. Turned up, he was with a little young thing, and I was like, I'm about to tear that up tonight. I'm like, Dad, you almost 60. That thing finna stop working.
Right.
And her reaction let me know that I shouldn't have said that. She raised all hell.
I think, man, wow. Wow. I think, first of all, my dad, I don't like any of the women my dad dated after my mom. Like, none of the women my father dated after my mom was, you know, was dope. Like, he dated this one chick. Her name, I'm not even. No, fuck it. I'm gonna say he dated this one chick named Robin. This bitch was fat and she was ugly. And I think the only reason my dad was with her because she helped him get on his feet. like not to say that my dad hit rock bottom, but like after he left my mom, he ain't nowhere to stay. Like,
it'd be different when you lose the one.
And then she smoked cigarettes. And then she ultimately made my dad start smoking cigarettes. Like, I hated this chick. Oh my god. And you know, I thought she was, she would always have my dad arguing and she would always be on the phone. It looked like they never had fun together. Like, it looked like he always had an attitude when he was around her. I'm like, man, nah, bro, you got to get out of that. Like, this, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? That's not it at all. My dad, and then he dated this other chick named, I don't want to say her name because she's, you know, she's actually a nice person, but she was like a Christian conscious freak. So one, my dad wasn't getting no ass. So, and then two, this chick always had something to say about like me and my little sister. Like she always would say, man, like, you know, your children are out of control. Your children are this. And my dad, like, you talk about me, but your kids ain't shit. Like she got two grown kids. Her son is younger, is my age, but that's her youngest. She got two kids. Her son is my age. This nigga live off this some. He was living off some chick in Alabama. All right, boom. All right, you know I don't live off chicks, so I've already got that nigga beat. And then the other girl, man, like she dealing with this nigga. They got like four kids together now, but they live with her. And I'm like, yo, you got your daughter and your daughter's husband and they kids all living in your house. Like me and my sister don't live in our parents' house. Me and my sister got our own shit. Fuck that.
And your mom over here talk about us?
Talk about us? Yes, yeah. Like you know what I'm saying?
My dad was dating girls that once looked good. Like telling me that shit.
Like I'm trying to think, like Jasmine guy.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Jasmine guy was like fine as fuck in 91. And now is old 19 and you're like, oh, Jasmine. God damn.
Yeah, he's with one chick now, and I'm just like, you know, you don't understand, bro. Back in the day, she, whoo, and I'm like, so you just visualizing that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so when you hitting, you close your eyes and you imagine.
She's not even the same size. That's a whole different shape. That's now.
Because women don't realize, like, all right, there's two types of grown women weight. There's the grown woman weight you put on when you're about 24. You know what I'm saying? Like you out of high school, a couple years removed from high school. You 24 now. It's been about 6 years since high school.
That's different.
You know what I mean? You put on that grown woman weight, right? Then you put another grown woman weight when you hit about 35. It's like you're 35. You grown. Like life hits you. Then there's the last grown woman weight.
That's this shit.
It's like 40. Yeah, that shit right there. This shit. Yeah.
And when you close it.
Yeah. This shit like a pocket. Yeah. You like 40. I hit about 45.
That's that
I know how to cook shit.
The teacher pouch right
there. The teacher fucking pouch. Hey, true story, dog. Women, you know, I mean, and guys, we be looking different too, you know. Yeah. There's the first, when we turn like 25, we get the grown man weight. So that's where you know, like, all right, he a little thick now. He not skinny no more. That nigga wear like a size 38 now, you know what I mean? 36. What you about 32?
30.
You a 30?
I'm skinny, bro.
I'm
30. I think I'm gonna stay. I'm my dad's size. I think we got blessed with that.
Yeah, I want to stay at a 34. I was almost a 40 at one point.
You're doing good.
I'm at a 34 right now. I'm a 34, and I can wear skinny jeans. Yeah, and I can wear skinny jeans.
I think for men it's the inside. Like our bones start aching.
And then there's the next part. So you ain't, it ain't happened to you yet. You 32. I'm 30. Oh, I'm sorry to put your age out there. I'm sorry, bro. My bad. I didn't mean to do that. You know, niggas, it's Hollywood. Niggas trying to get roles. You know, but you losing your hairline. You're not.
Oh, nah, that's.
And I'm not. But there's a lot of motherfuckers losing their hairline at 30, at 32, 33. Listen, fellas, if you don't got your hairline by 30, if you have your hairline by 30, you're good.
Safe so.
Safe, yeah.
My dad got long hair. I'm good.
You got but it. You don't get your hair from your dad. You get it from your mom's side.
Yeah.
The men on, whoever the men is on your mom's side of your family, that's who you get. That's who you get, like, that's who you get your hairline from.
So I get my hair from my mother's side?
Yeah.
Oh, straight.
Yeah. So, like, if you, like, so, like, me, like, the mother, the men on my mom's side, they got beards and they got hair and, yeah. Thank God. Thank God. I don't want my dad hair. That motherfucking hair. God damn. My dad was balding by 27. Mm-mm. I see pictures of my dad back in the 80s. In the 70s. I'm like, oh shit, this nigga got a huge bald spot. You know? Crazy.
My dad got long, good hair.
You said what?
My dad got long, good hair. I don't know what it is. Lucky. I don't know what it is.
I think it's just whoever's his mom's side. So what I do is every episode I do an Ask Clint.
What's
that? So an Ask Clint is really like people just write in dumb questions, and I give dumbass answers. You know what I'm saying? and we go from there. We go from there. So let me know you ready.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. It says, "Hey Clint. First of all, I just want to say I'm glad to see that you're tackling mental health and you're making sure that you're okay. I really appreciate it, and we love you out here and we need the podcast. Now, I have a question. I've been with this guy." So this is a guy. "I've been with this guy." So you might be able to give good insight. He ain't listening. He tells me, a guy's telling me he's been with this guy. He said, "I've been with this guy for about 5 years now, and he's been emotionally and mentally and physically abusive to me. What are the steps that I can take to get either him out of my life or for me to move on from this? I know this is a little deep for the podcast, but I have to ask because I too have been a fuckboy in the past, and I feel guilty because I want to stay with him. Some of the fuckboy things that I did was cheat on him with other men and cheat on him with other women. Also, I used up his credit card and bought things that I did not need. Thank you, Clint. Love you."
It sounds to me like
let's start with this. You know, you're with a guy, he's a man, and you're with a guy a guy who's physically abusive.
Yes.
Nigga, you need to learn how to fight. you need to learn how to fight, dog. Because I've always, you know what's crazy? I've always never understood, like, okay, domestic disputes and domestic situations, because we talked about this on a previous podcast, mm-hmm. where old girl was talking about beating up on niggas. You know what I'm saying? And in my opinion, I'm like, you know, I mean, girls shouldn't hit men, but they get away with it. You know what I'm saying? No man is really going to call the cops on this chick unless she, like, got a knife and blah, 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 right? Yeah. But when it's same sex, like, ain't no grown-ass man going to kick my ass. We got to fight, bro. I mean, am I right or wrong?
Yeah. It sounds.
Am I right or wrong?
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. But whatever, you got to add the facts behind it, bro. That's a. I can't. I'm trying to like. See, the thing is, all I see is two guys fighting. So you're right. That's how I see it.
That's all I see.
But no, that's not what it is.
That's why what it is. Man is beating his ass, and he's just taking it, saying, "Oh, stop, Jerry!" Or like he calling his boyfriend, bro, stop hitting me. I never want to be in a situation where somebody's beating my ass. You know, I've never understood a man beating, like, and same thing with women. Like, do women fight each other?
I don't know. They have to. I mean,
that's my thing.
That's a fight. That does just make it a fight. Then at that,
that's
point.
A fight, bro. So he's saying this guy is being emotionally and physically abusive to him. And I'm just sitting there like, yo, you a grown ass man, dog. Ain't no way no other grown ass man is gonna be physically abusing me. I'm abusing him.
But the thing is, his reasons are throwing me off because it sounds like that's why he's getting his ass beat.
Yeah, and then,
because of the shit that he did.
But then he said, now let me tell you something. If you run up my fucking credit card, bro, I'm gonna beat your ass.
That's what I'm saying. I'm reading the things he did.
Innocent.
I'm like, that's why you getting your ass beat. Like, right. Maybe you should stop doing
that.
Listen,
I'm an advocate. No, everybody should keep their hands to himself. So, bro, I'm going to give you some honest advice. Look, just stop, all right? just leave this guy, all right? he's beating your ass, but clearly you're cruising for a bruising. You're cruising for a bruising, bro. I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Yo. Oh, cheated on her with guys and girls. You know what that feels like?
Whoa.
Well, I got cheated on with a girl by a girl, but that didn't make me mad. That's what threw me off.
When it happened to me, I was just on some shit like, damn, like, damn. I was just on some shit like, damn, like.
You ain't think about me. Like,
you didn't ask, like, you know, look, man, I got a boyfriend. I think he might enjoy this. Like,
what's up?
Yeah, so, but there's that. And then there's the, you know, I don't know. I'm not a component. I'm not an advocate of people beating up on people. But, I mean, bro, you better leave and learn how to fight. This nigga got to be rich. You ran up his credit card. You're taking abuse from him.
Cheating on him.
You must be dating an old dude.
And then said, I still want to stick around. I still want to be with him. But what do I do?
I don't really want to answer this question.
Sound like a bad drug.
I think I'm going to lose a follower for this one. Because he ain't going to fuck with me after this, man. He hate me. He's going to be like, what? Like, what about
this? Advice is learn how to fight.
Yeah, but it's like, learn how to fight.
Boy just beat me up.
Well, I'm saying, if you doing all this shit, if you look, if I talk shit, I gotta know how to fight.
Big facts.
So my thing is, if you got this guy beating on you, man, you better learn. I mean, when you gotta you doing all this fuck shit, you gotta learn how to fight, man. You better learn how to fight.
He's a great actor. He's a world.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Do you and your boyfriend, y'all don't get in a domestic dispute, do y'all? Y'all don't fight, do y'all? Yeah, he like, no. And
if y'all were to fight, what would happen?
Would you whoop his ass or he whoop your ass? He don't know. Yeah,
it could go either way.
Are y'all the same size? Who's bigger? He is? He's bigger than you? You a big dude. I mean, you ain't big, but you're not a small, like, he's not fat.
You're not me.
He's like, no, but would you say we're like the same size? Almost? Yeah. Like, how tall are you? Like 5'11"? 5'8"? I'm taller than you? I'm like 2 inches. You can't see it, but I'm 5'10", and I'm sticking to that shit. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not like huge. You know, but whatever. All right. So
learn how to fight.
Learn how to fight, bro. And stop letting your man beat you up. All right. So here's the last thing, man. We got one more segment to go, and then we're ending the podcast. Last segment is always this. What did we learn today? All right. So Terrence, I'm gonna ask you what you learned today. I would tell everybody what I learned today, and we're gonna go home. What did you?
I'm like, my brain is going all over the place. Right now. I learned today that apparently, no matter how many times I say I'm going home alone, it's not fucking
it's
true.
It's not adequate.
It's not. It's never gonna be the truth. Thanks to Clint. What else? Stepdads are awesome.
Yeah.
In our cases.
Yeah, stepdad. Yeah. Yeah.
What else? What else?
No, that's what you learned. I don't know. I'll tell you what I learned.
Niggas eat McDonald's. That's what, you know.
Yeah, and they lie about it. They really do eat that shit. You know what I mean? All right, here's what I learned today. I learned that you are the lost member of New Edition. Oh, yes. you and I could have been members of New Edition. You could have been Ronnie. I could have been Johnny. All we need is
somebody to say
Ricky, Bobby, and Mike, and Ralph.
Yo,
and we would have been lit, dog. As a matter of we could have, nigga. There's one scene in the New Edition movie that gives me chills, dog. One scene in the New Edition biopic, bro. They're sitting there, everything's going great. They're doing the N.E. Heartbreak album, and it was called the Heartbreak album. Mm-hmm. Jagged Edge had J.E. Heartbreak, so the Heartbreak album by New Edition. First of all, interesting fact, the Heartbreak album from New Edition came out June 20th, 1988. That's my birthday. I thought that was cool. Anyway.
Fun fact.
That's why I should have been Johnny Gill, all right? So anyway, so so there's one scene though that gives me chills, man. You and I could have been in the room singing Can You Stand the Rain? Remember that there's the scene where they're in the studio, and them motherfuckers I'm like, oh
yeah,
on a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. And that's not possible. Tell me, can you weather the storm? Cause I need somebody who will stand by me through the good times and bad times. She will always be right there. Sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain? We should have been in No Edition.
Book us, bro.
Book us.
Yo, Clint. I was like, he gonna do the whole fucking song.
Yo, the people who listen to this probably like, these motherfuckers, man.
Need help.
I can't believe I just sat there and listened to them singing.
Oh, man.
Man. All right.
That's a fun fact. I forgot you learned that part.
Yeah, man. We're New Edition. We're New Edition. All right, if I got the girl, who cares who you like? Oh, man. And rub you the right way.
Clint, they shot the movie. It's out already.
Yeah, man.
Clint's still trying to book it.
Yeah, they did, right? It's over.
He tried to show BT what they missed out on.
And rub you the right way. Okay, I'm done. All right, I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a new episode of Vice from a Fuckboy. Thank you for listening, man. We really appreciate it. Yo, Terrence, man, tell them where they can find you,
Yo,
man.
Yo, man, follow me at all social media, everything, at Raw Swagger, R-A-W Swagger, E-R.
Raw Swagger. And then also, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, no Baltimore, no New Orleans podcast, but we are starting up. We're doing Portland, and then we're going to keep going. Make sure you get your tickets. Hit the details in the link hit the details of this podcast. You can click all the links, get merchandise, whatever you need to do. Thank y'all for listening. Hey, Terrence, man. You got to come back, bro. This shit was funny as fuck, man. You got to have this motherfucker back, man. So, you know what I mean? All right, man. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Good night.
You wanna keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on game, it won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to Advice from a Football.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.